almost immediately after President Trump announced his nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch as to the U.S. Supreme Court, voices objecting to the nomination quickly sought to be heard. Some, although hard-pressed for actual facts, objected on legal standards, while most objected to the nomination for political reasons. While politics can cause the direction a nomination takes, nominee is who they are, and here with their offer an analysis of Judge Neil Gorsuch from Colorado Christian University is Professor Dr. Jenna Ellis. Thanks for being here today, Professor.
Thank you so much for having me.
And learn more about Colorado Christian University. Their website is ccu.edu. And I guess for any individual standing before the public on a platform, there's a substance and personality profiles. As far as substance when it comes to Judge Gorsuch, what does his track record demonstrate?
He is an excellent choice, and I think it's important for both sides when analyzing this particular nominee to realize that Judge Gorsuch is coming from a perspective of an originalist and a textualist. And what that means in terms of constitutional law interpretation is that he's going to be looking at the Constitution and the law as written and apply that to the case rather than promoting a specific agenda. And so when conservatives are very happy about this, we're conserving something, right? That's why we're called conservatives. And what we're conserving is the original intent of the Constitution, preserving and protecting the unalienable rights of every individual. And so Judge Gorsuch should be applauded, and both sides should be excited about this particular nomination because he specifically doesn't come from just one agenda or the other. And so both sides should actually be happy about this nomination.
Which also would respond to Senator Schumer's plea that the nominee be mainstream. How much more mainstream can you be than adhering fully, strictly, and loyally to the U.S. Constitution?
Exactly. And that just shows that he doesn't have an accurate definition of mainstream. And if by mainstream Chuck Schumer is referring to some of the social issues and some of the things that the progressives over the last 50 and 60 years have read into the Constitution, then of course Judge Gorsuch is not going to be mainstream within that definition. He's going to look at the Constitution, apply it as written, and that's exactly what we should expect from a Supreme Court justice.
Unless you're one of those individuals who defines the Constitution as a, quote, living, breathing document, then originalist is certainly going to be your enemy.
Right. And, you know, it's so funny now that President Trump is in office how the progressives have started actually quoting the Constitution. They've rediscovered the Free Exercise Clause. They've rediscovered some of these things in the Constitution that they're now trying to apply, where just last year they were claiming that this is an outdated, ancient document that has no relevance for today. And so we can see that their definition of mainstream and their definition even of the Constitution itself is flexible depending on what they want at the moment. And Judge Gorsuch has very firm principles. He has a track record of over 10 years of interpreting the Constitution and the law based on those legal principles and the rule of law. And this is a great, great nomination.
I believe he also clerked for one of the justices.
He did, actually two of them. So he had also clerked for Justice Kennedy, who's still on the bench. He also clerked for Justice White previously. And I think that also may be a really great point for the conservatives, because Justice Kennedy, of course, although he was originally a conservative nomination, he's been that swing vote in some of the more social agenda and progressive cases. And with a pre-established relationship as a law clerk for Justice Kennedy, hopefully Judge Gorsuch, when he's confirmed, would be able to have some influence on Justice Kennedy and hopefully bring him back to interpreting the rule of law in the Constitution as it's written.
We're talking with Professor Dr. Jenna Ellis from Colorado Christian University. CCU.edu is the college's website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Considering that Judge Gorsuch is 49 years old, this would be one of those heritage nominations as far as the Trump administration is concerned, as far as the court's concerned, because should he be, and most people do believe he will be confirmed, this could be a significant long-term impact on the court.
It will, and that was during the campaign last year. That was actually one of the forefront issues was the Supreme Court, because this particular confirmation, especially because he is so young, and if there are more openings possibly two or three additional openings, just given the aging out of some of the other members of the bench, then the Trump administration could certainly impact the court for the next 30 or 40 years. And for me in particular, being a constitutional law attorney, that was one of the primary and probably the key voting issue for me during the campaign.
People who aren't the most knowledgeable when it comes to history will argue with the constitutionalists and say, well, how do you know what the founders meant? Completely ignorant of the fact that Madison and many others kept extensive diaries during those times in Philadelphia back in 1787. So you could read the Constitution, read the notes, you could see what won and lost in that debate during those months. And likewise, today you can learn a lot by what someone writes. And these are a couple of quotes I found by Judge Gorsuch. And one case he wrote, judges should strive, if humanely and so imperfectly, to apply the law as it is, focusing backward, not forward, and looking to text, structure, and history to decide what a reasonable reader at the time of the events in question would have understood the law to be, not to decide cases based on their own moral convictions or the policy consequences they believe might serve society best. In other words, doesn't sound like Judge Gorsuch would be an activist judge like we've seen so often here on the New Jersey Supreme Court, for example.
Right, and that's an excellent quote from Judge Gorsuch, and this whole idea that a judge shouldn't implement policy based on his own political consideration or even his own personal perspective. And if we look to the Constitution in context, and we see that it's 5 pages long, it's really not that difficult for an attorney to look at that and determine what it means. In context, it is only a grant of limited, specific powers to the federal government in order to preserve and protect the individual's rights. Our rights don't come from government, and the Declaration of Independence acknowledged that. It said that we understand that truth is. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And then it goes on to say that the only proper role of the civil government is to preserve and protect those rights. And so if we understand the Constitution in context with the Declaration, it's simply fulfilling that mandate, that here are very specific, limited powers to the federal government to operate to preserve and protect those rights that are clearly defined already because they come from God, and that's why we are a Judeo-Christian society. Not a theocracy, not that the church controls the civil government, but rather that we understand all of truth and all of reality is imposed by God. And so to understand and acknowledge that, the founders set up this wonderful, wonderful system where the civil government is actually restrained and it cannot dictate to us what our rights are and what they're not. And so we're seeing that the progressives have this completely backwards, and the liberals have this idea that our rights actually come from government. And so when a president or a judge gets on the bench, or there's a new trend in an administration, then they believe that their rights can change and are flexible depending on who's in office. Conservatives understand something much different, and what the founders understood, and we can see just from the text that they acknowledged. And Judge Gorsuch is looking at that particular text, and he understands and sees that the Constitution in context is just the specific limited powers granted to the federal government. And so if he goes by just those limited powers, then the powers not granted to the federal government are reserved through the 10th Amendment to the states. And I think that when he gets on the bench, he will acknowledge that, and he will revive the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment, which say that the states should be the ones to determine some of these other issues that are not textually within the Constitution and granted to the federal government. So it's really important that we understand the Constitution in that context as well.
And with that philosophy being fact about Judge Gorsuch, shouldn't that eliminate any concerns by any opponents of his nomination that he would be there as a mouthpiece for whatever the Trump agenda is going to be?
It should, absolutely. And if liberals are being reasonable, and we're certainly seeing over the last couple of weeks of rioting and marches and, you know, kind of these insane comments, they're not being reasonable. But if the Democratic senators are being reasonable and they are looking at Judge Gorsuch's track record and understanding that he's exactly the sort of judge that the president promised and what the American people want and should want, which is to follow the law and not policy preference, then he's not being nominated because he's going to fulfill a specific agenda, either way, liberal or conservative. He is going to follow the law, and that should please and satisfy everyone, regardless of which side of the aisle they're on.
And not having seen Judge Gorsuch in action, but having read his philosophy, his beliefs, and his eye of the law, I think these are going to be some very interesting confirmation hearings coming up that will be historic in many ways and will be, if you're a political junkie, certainly fun to watch, too. Learn more about Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. We've been joined by one of the professors, Dr. Jenna Ellis. Doctor, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.